by Ram Newpain. The title of his presentation is Assessing the Effects of Potential Climate and Land Use Changes on Annual and Seasonal Hydrologic Processes of a Large-Scale Agricultural-Dominated Watershed.
Thank you very much. And thank you all for attending in my presentation today. I was supposed this presentation to be tomorrow, but when I saw the booklet, it's today, because I was getting an email previously that will be on 18th of November, so I'm a little nervous here. However, I'll try to explain how the potential climate variability will impact potential climate variability and land use change impacts the hydrological processes of large-scale agriculture-dominated systems. I'm Neupane. I'm originally from Nepal. I did my PhD from Baylor University, Texas, and I'm working as a postdoctoral research associate at South Dakota State University under supervision of Dr. Sanjay Kumar, who presented before. So this is the general outline. I will talk something about the introduction of this project and about the area description and what type of data I have been used for this project. So as the methods, what type of model I'm using here, and what type of climate change data and land change data have been implemented for this project. So later on, I'll talk something about my results and discussion here, and mainly specifically for model calibration and confirmation things about sensitivity analysis and about future impacts on watershed hydrological processes. And finally, at the concluding remarks. And this talk will be a little bit different than the previous talks because it is completely related to the hydrological simulations. So I'm using a hydrological model to estimate some hydrological things in our future. So we already know that the IPCC has declared there will be a change in the climate in our future. And there will be severe change in the land use processes. That means one type of land use category will be converted into different type of land use classes. So both these processes may impact the hydrological processes and specifically the agriculture-dominated systems. And more specifically, the seasonal water availability. We can observe, we can see severe seasonal water differences, water available differences in those systems. Therefore, better understanding of these changes might be important for agriculture production as well as hydropower generation. And another very important thing is that, you know, if we could quantify how much hydrological change we can expect in our future, that may help for the policymakers for future water resources management implications. So this is the schematic representation. This shows the overall procedures of this project. So first of all, what we have done, we have collected the different data from different sources, and they have incorporated into a model, and then have done like sensitivity analysis and have done calibration and confirmation of that model. And then finally, what we have done, we have implemented different climate change data as well as the land use change data. They have been incorporated into the calibrated model and have seen what type of change we can see in our future. As the study site, we have taken the Big Sioux River watershed, very big in size, about 21,000 square kilometer, very low elevation range, starting from 284 to 663 meter. The mean annual precipitation is about 544 millimeter. Mean annual temperature is about 7.6 degrees Celsius. And the majority of the watershed is dominated by the cropland. About 61% is cropland area in that system. So what type of data set we have used for this project? So first of all, let me talk about the topography. For the topographic information, I have taken the data from ASTER, which is the Advanced Spaceborne Thermal Emission and Reflection Radiometer. As the land use data, I have used the source NAS, which is the National Agricultural Statistics Service. For soil information, I have taken the data from SURGO, Soil Survey Geographic Data. For the weather information, mainly the precipitation and temperature, they have been taken from the DEMET source, which is the Daily Surface Weather and climatological summaries. And finally, the stream flow, which is used for calibration of the model, is the measured data that has been taken from the USGS source. The Akron is the name of the site. So as the model, I have used the SWAT, which is the soil and water assessment tool model. And this can be used for hydrological and water quality issues in our climate change and land use change scenarios. And we can predict, we can estimate different parameters, for example, stream flow, surface runoff, sediment, and contaminant transport in different watershed systems, and specifically in the agriculture-dominated systems. And the water balance in this model has been is based on this equation. The SW indicates for soil water content. RD is the amount of precipitation. Q, SURF, that indicates for amount of surface runoff. E is the evapotranspiration. WSIP is the amount of water entering into the paddock zone. And QGW is the amount of return flow. So for future climate change scenarios, the data has been taken from the general circulation models. In general circulation models, there are mainly so many sub-models. Actually, I have taken the data from 8 different sub-models. So how I have taken the data from the general circulation models, actually there are 3 different scenarios. B1, which indicates for low emission scenario, low emission of CO2 scenario. A1B, that's for medium emission scenario, and A2 is the high emission scenario. So what I have done here, from all these scenarios, I have taken the average value from all these scenarios and have been incorporated into the model and then run the model in our future. And I ran the model for the end of 21st century, running the model from 2090 to 2099. So for potential land use change scenarios, how the land use data have been developed here. I have taken the historical information, historical data for about 7 years data, and I try to estimate what type of change, how much there is change in our previous time there. And what I found there, I got like up to 9% change, up to 9% increase in corn cultivation due to the destruction of the grassland area. And in an average, I got about 4.9% change in 4.9% increase in the corn cultivation, means mainly the crop cultivation. So based on the historical data, I developed 3 different scenarios. One is the scenario first, that indicates 2% increase in corn cultivation, destroying the grassland area. Second is the scenario second, 5% increase. And the third is the worst scenario, that indicates 10% increase in the corn cultivation, destroying the grassland area. So these are some results and discussions. Some of our results have been already published in the Journal of Hydrology. So for the sensitivity analysis, we have used the Latin hypergeube global sensitivity analysis using the semi-automated SUFI 2. And I have taken 19 different parameters, hydrological parameters, based on the previous literature sources. And we have found that, the first most confounding factors, they are the snow melt base temperature, base flow alpha factor, and snowfall temperature. They were found as most confounding factors to reflect for the stream discharge, to determine the stream discharge of that system. So this is about the calibration and confirmation of this model simulation. If you see the left figures, they are for the pre-calibration period without calibrating the model. And we can see there is severe overestimation by the model in the stream discharge. The above one, A, indicates for daily, and B indicates for monthly simulations. But if you see the right figures there, A for daily and B for monthly, we can find very good agreement between model simulation and the measured stream discharge values. And this type of good correlations can be reflected in the statistical parameter values, which are presented in the below table there. If you see the below table, for example, the NSE, which is the Nash Sutcliffe efficiency, if you see the value for example, for daily pre-calibration period, you can see the value as minus 9.95. But if you see for calibration period for daily, the same situation, we have the value of 0.63. So we are getting very much improved in model simulation results. So these are some calibration results here. for annual hydrologic change in potential land use change scenarios. So for future land use change scenarios, I have taken only two different parameters, surface runoff and water yield, and both the parameters have been increased in all the scenarios. If you see the scenario first, there is about 2% increase in surface runoff. If we increase the corn cultivation by 2%, destroying the grassland area, and exactly similar trend can be found in the water yield. So these are some other hydrologic parameters observed in our future climate change scenarios. So this is different than the previous slide. This is for future climate change scenarios. There are three climate change, B1, A1B, and A2. And I have taken total 8 different parameters. And a very interesting result which I'm getting here, if you see the first A graph there, that's for the precipitation. The precipitation has been decreased, will be decreased in our future. But if we see the stream discharge, that will be increased in our future. Very interesting, very like contradiction type of the things here. But what the model is indicating here in our future, the evapotranspiration, which is indicating in the figure F, that has been decreased, that will be decreased in our future. If the evapotranspiration will be decreased, that means there will be more chance of percolation of water to go into the groundwater reservoirs. For example, if you see the figure E, that's for percolation. And the percolation will be increased in substantial amount in our future. That might be indicating in our future there might be more groundwater sources to the stream flow, stream discharge in that system. So these are the results which we are getting from the model simulations. And if we see the snowfall and snowmelt, both the parameters have will be decreased substantially in our future, both the snowfall and snowmelt. So this is the seasonal hydrologic change in our future, climate change scenarios on the seasonal basis. There are mainly four seasons I have taken here: winter from December to February, spring from March to May, summer from June to August, and fall from September to November. And I have taken only four different parameters. The first one, A, that's for precipitation. If you see, during the winter season and during the spring season, the first and second bar, they have been increased. They will increase in our future. The precipitation during winter and spring season will be increased in our future. But if we see during the summer season, the precipitation will be decreased in our future in that system, in that watershed system. And exactly the same trend can be found for the stream flow, stream discharge. But if we see for snowfall and snowmelt, for snowfall, the figure C, that's for the snowfall. If we see the snowfall, during winter season, there is substantial increase in the snowfall. But if we see for spring and, there is no any snowfall during summer season. But if we see for the spring season, there is substantial decrease in the snowfall during the spring season. And for the snowmelt, if we see the figure D, there is also substantial decrease in the snowmelt during the spring season. That means spring season, that is very important in terms of providing, you know, water resources to the agricultural production and different other ecosystem services. So there might be severe variations in water availability in that system in our future. So as the concluding remarks, the SWOT, it's successfully calibrated for representing stream discharge of the Big Sioux River system. And from the calibration and sensitivity analysis, the snowmelt base temperature, base flow alpha factor, they have been found is the most important to influence the stream discharge of the system, which directly affects the model calibration accuracy. So we have found higher surface runoff with increasing corn cultivation, with subsequent increase in water yield of the basin. That may increase for higher soil erosion in that system. And that may directly or indirectly affect the water quality and water stock things. So we are expecting lower future precipitation in that system. That might be due to lower evapotranspiration causing higher groundwater contribution to the stream discharge. There is a minimal increase in precipitation and stream discharge during spring season, but substantial decrease during summer season. So substantial, finally, there is substantial decrease in snowfall during the spring and that corresponded with similar reduction in meltwater during the same season. So all these fluctuations, all these variations might affect the agricultural production and hydropower generation of the system in the future. So as the acknowledgments, I would like to thank USDA NEPA, USDA NEPA providing the financial support of this project. And thank you very much for your attention, and you are very welcome if you have any questions.
We have time for maybe one quick question.
Yeah, that is a very important question. You know, that may directly affect to the, you know, each and every hydrological processes in that model. And the main reason might be, you know, there is a decrease in the precipitation. That means that may directly connected with the evapotranspiration, rate of evapotranspiration.
Great. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.